Jay, first of all, after that 1-1 draw at home to Guiseley on Saturday, you're pretty frustrated with the result. What's been said to the players during the past week about that one and how to move on from it?
For us, it was is a case of that, is moving on. Trying to take the positives out of it. Obviously, let the players know I was a bit disappointed after the game, but looking back at it and watching the game again, we've had a hell of a lot of chances and probably should have won the game. It's been one of them that trying to sort of just move on, take the positives and get on with it, really.
At the time after the match, you said you may make some changes as a result of the performances. Have you first of all said to the players that their places in the team and at the club may be at threat if they sort of reproduce any similar performances?
They know, I think, the last couple of weeks. So I say the last couple of weeks, I'd say the 90 against Bromley, and I'd say the second 45 against Guiseley are not up to standard. And they know that. The boys know that I'll always make changes if I feel need be. I've had a couple of talks with players individually just to let them know that I need more from them. But it's a tricky one. I feel that, obviously, I always want to push and get the most out of the players I can because I'm ambitious as a club, we're ambitious, and I think sometimes you forget that a lot of the lads are new to this level. A lot of them haven't played this level before and they're going to have dips in form. And so as much as we've got to be on their case, I've got to understand as well as a manager, I suppose, that sometimes they're going to have these performances.
Have you had any thoughts as a result of that performance of maybe moving some players out temporarily to pick up experience anywhere or bring some players in who maybe have more experience at this level?
Yeah, we've still got one or two. Obviously, Vaz is out on loan at the moment and he's available permanently, so I'm not sure if Margate are going to want to take him permanently, but if there is, something might be done there. Didi's another one that DeMarco, who's out at the moment on loan, and I'll have a good chat with him when he comes back, but he's also looking for sort of things elsewhere. Alex Crophy this week, we've agreed to terminate his contract, so he'll go to, I think he's signing for Hastings permanently. So and there's one or two others we're talking to, and obviously I won't come out and say all the names now, but yeah, there's one or two others, and if we can get people in we think that are add to us, then we'll do it. Like you say, we brought Yemi in last week, and if there's others then yeah, we'll look at it.
And moving on to the weekend, you're on the road again. Your away form's been pretty decent so far this season, 3 wins compared to just the 1 at home. What do you put that down to, really?
Sometimes it's that little bit less pressure. I think you go away from home and I think you look at the 3 wins off the top of my head, Chester away, North Ferriby away and Borehamwood. And I think sometimes there's that little less pressure on you. Here, we're a club that's been used to, I think probably in the last 5 years since we've been back here, we've lost probably under 10 games at home. So we're not used to losing games here and the crowd are used to seeing the boys winning and it's maybe it's that little bit of pressure. You've gone up a level and teams come here and I suppose in the lower leagues, teams get a bit nervous coming here in front of a big crowd. They don't as much at this level because they're used to playing in front of it. So maybe it's just, it is that. You go away from home, teams come at you a lot more and it's that little bit less pressure on you.
A long trip down to the English Riviera to face Torquay United. They've lost their last 2 and they're going through a bit of financial problems at the moment. Have you told your players to maybe capitalise on that instability, the environment of worry around the club at the moment?
I don't think you can at this level. We had a similar thing when we played Bromley the other night and there was all doom and gloom. They hadn't been scoring. Everyone sort of complaining at Bromley about how bad they'd been and they come here and turned us over. So I think you've, similar with Guiseley Saturday, they've nicked a point. So I think at this level, the players, whatever club it's at, and no matter what struggles they're going through, the players are professional. The manager will have them well drilled. I've watched their last 2 games. They're a handful up front. I do think there's ways we can hurt them and ways to win the game and we'll work on that tonight. But yeah. I think you've got to forget about form at this level. You look at everyone. We go to North Ferriby, win 2-0 with 10 men. They then go in the midweek and they got a great result away from home. I think it was Macclesfield, whoever it was. And you see, it's just that sort of league that anyone beats anyone on their day. So I think we've got to ignore the form and what's going on there and just concentrate on ourselves.